Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Elvis's Five Fatal Business Mistakes Still Kill Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Elvis Presley went from a broke truck driver making $35 a week to a global icon worth millions in just 2 years. But here's the kicker. He also made five critical business mistakes that eventually destroyed his empire. And entrepreneurs today are making these exact same mistakes. Let me start with what Elvis got right, because there's gold here. First, he mastered his unique voice. Elvis didn't try to sound like Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra. He took country, gospel, and rhythm and blues and created something the world had never heard. That's your first lesson. Stop copying your competitors and find your authentic differentiation. Your business needs that same bold authenticity. Second, Elvis understood strategic partnerships. He partnered with Sam Phillips at Sun Records, then Colonel Parker as his manager. He knew he couldn't do everything himself. Smart entrepreneurs surround themselves with people who have complementary skills. Your network truly determines your net worth. Now here's where it gets fascinating. In 1956, Colonel Parker made an outrageous demand, $50,000 for three Elvis appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. CBS executives called it ridiculous, but paid anyway. 60 million viewers tuned in, the biggest TV audience in history at the time. That bold ask transformed Elvis from a regional star to a global phenomenon overnight. But here's what Elvis also did brilliantly. He built systems, recording processes, touring operations, merchandising machines. He wasn't just performing, he was building a scalable brand. Every successful business needs these systematized operations, so success isn't dependent on you alone. So here's your takeaway for this week. Identify one thing that only you can do in your business. Then find someone else who can handle everything else better than you. That's how you build an empire instead of just a job. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.